الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وقال تعالى في موضع آخر وقال ربكم ادعوني يستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين وقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام الدعاء سلاح المؤمن أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most generous and most kind. Allah continually, without we asking, without we requesting, He showers upon us favors, some that we can see and some we cannot see. He comes in a hadith, a Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنِّي قَدْ نَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمًا عِزَوْمًا لَا تُحْسِي عَدَدَهَا وَلَا تُتِيقُوا شُكْرَهَا. I have bestowed upon you, I have favored you with a great number of bounties, huge, enormous. We today, we're looking at it, we're thinking it's part of nature. It is actually the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man, he does not have to go far to look at the bounties of Allah. If you don't look into the sky, you don't look to your right, you don't look to your left, you only look in yourself. You only look at your own self, your own physique. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In your own self, in your own body structure, are you not seeing? Are you not looking at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you not looking at the favor of Allah in your own self? Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi, in the tafsir of this ayat, he mentions Qatada Mufassir saying, مَنْ تَفَكَّرَ فِي خَلْقِ نَفْسِهِ عَرَفَ أَنَّهُ إِنَّمَا قُلِقَ وَلِينَتْ مَفَاصِلُهُ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. The person who ponders over his own creation, over his own self, he will come to this conclusion that he's been created and his limbs have been made submissive to the worship and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a favor of Allah. Not looking far, not looking anywhere else, not lifting the head, looking at our own self. Man today looks at a car. The car becomes attractive because the color is attractive. It looks at a house. The house is appealing because the color is attractive. Like that, the clothes we're wearing, the color is striking, is attractive to the eye. Same like that. The paint and the color to these limbs are the amals and the deeds that we do. They're either darkening these limbs or they're illuminating these limbs. A poet mentions very nicely, وَكَمْ مِنْ سُورَةٍ حَسَنَا تَكُونُ فِي الْعُقْبَى شَوْهَا تُقَبِّحُ السِّيرَةَ وَالسَّرِيرَةَ. How many a handsome person, a pretty person, limbs intact, healthy, looking muscular, well-built, everything attractive, in the year after, he will be defamed, disfigured, looking ugly. His amals have painted him. His amals has disfigured his body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَسَرِ السُّجُودِ. The signs of salah are on their faces. Salah is a deed that is painting their face. Like that, many other amals. Sin is also blackening us. It's blackening the heart. So the poet mentions that how many person who was handsome in the year after is going to be ugly. Because of the amals, he took these limbs and he indulged in. وَكَمْ مِنْ سُورَةٍ قَبِيحَةٍ تَكُونُ حَسَنَا بِحُسْنِهِمَا فَالسَّعِيدُ مَنِ اسْتَعْمَ الْعَضَىٰ وَالْجَوَارِحَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And how many, an ugly person, not too attractive, not very muscular, not very healthy, in the year after, colored with his amals, painted with his deeds, he will look handsome, he will look good, he will look attractive. A fortunate person is that person who Allah has allowed that he use his limbs, he use his body for the obedience of Allah, and he has painted it with the paint of Noor. Today we don't know. We cannot see the difference. We all are using our hands. We all are using our eyes. We all are using our ears. We cannot see the paint painting us. On the day will come, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The day their hands are going to talk. The day their legs are going to talk. The day their tongues are going to talk. What is going to speak about? About the deeds, how you have blackened these limbs, or how you have illuminated it with good deeds. We must ask ourselves, حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. In 124-hour day, from morning to the time we go to sleep, the hands, the ears, the eyes, the tongue, the legs, is it the enemy of Allah or is it the friend of Allah? أَعْضَاؤُكَ أَعْضَاؤُكَ أَمْ أَصْدِقَاؤُكَ. Are your limbs the friends of Allah? Have you turned it into the friend of Allah? Or have you made your limbs the enemy of Allah? What are we doing with it? Pious people used to make dua. Allahumma ashghil jawarihana fi ta'atik laylan wa naharan washghilna fi ibadatik wala ta'ajal wala taj'al a'dana a'dana yawm al-qiyamah. Wallah, occupy, wallah, busy our limbs in your worship. Wallah, busy it in your obedience day and night. Wallah, don't make our limbs, don't make our hands, don't make our eyes, don't make our ears our enemies on the day of judgment. People counted what they did with their limbs. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says, to make dhikr with the tongue is better than making dhikr with the heart. One is to think of Allah, bring the marifat of Allah in your heart, or ponder over the greatness of Allah in your heart. The other is to say La ilaha illallah. The other is to say Allahu Akbar. He says, why? Because two limbs are occupied in the remembrance of Allah, the tongue and the heart. He says, so that is better. Then he goes on to say, to make it a little louder that you can hear yourself, is better than dhikr with the tongue and only the heart. Because three limbs are occupied in the obedience of Allah. Then he goes on to say, to count the dhikr with your fingers is better than the other dhikr that I mentioned, because four limbs are used for the obedience of Allah. They were counting what they were doing with their limbs. Today we see the abuse, this amanat that Allah has given us, how we abuse it, and fear no reckoning. Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, during his latter part of his life, before he was in Sakarat, so he's saying to his students, Wallahi, inni lam ata' farajan haraman qattu. By the qasam of Allah, I have not abused the private parts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. I have not, like Allah has given me, I'm returning it today when I'm going to pass away. Ibrahim, the son of Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, rahmatullah alayhi, great muhaddis, he sees his father in Sakarat and he's crying. His father says, son, what are you crying for? There's no need to cry. Ama ta'alamu anna abaka ma ata fahishatan qattu. Are you not aware that Allah that your father, for his entire life, he did not abuse this body, never ever did he commit a sin with this body. You were taking fakhr that how Allah has given us, we are returning it to Allah, fulfilling the trust of these limbs. Haysam ibn Humaid, Sufyan Misisi rahmatullah alayhi says, I was present when he was in Sakarat. His daughter got up trying to console the father. She presses the legs of the father. So he says to his daughter, Igmizia, Igmizia, carry on pressing these legs. فَأَنَّهُمَا مَا مَشَتَا إِلَىٰ حَرَامٍ قَطُّ I take a qasam by Allah, these legs have never walked to haram. These legs in his entire life never walked to haram. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, he reaches a time where his leg is suffering from gangrene. Doctors say you have to cut this leg, otherwise it's going to spread to the rest of the body. He agrees, and after the leg is cut and the leg is in the doctor's hands, they're passing it to each other, those who perform the operation. So he looks at the leg, says, Alhamdulillah, wallazi hamalani alayki, fa'inni ma mashaytu biki ila haramin qattu. He's looking at his leg separated from his body, says, all praise to Allah, all praise to Allah, and that Allah who has carried my body upon you, and use you as a transport for me, that I have never walked with you to haram ever in my life. This is how they use their body. Today the abuse of the body has reached, has transgressed, or has trespassed all bounds, without any fear of the day of reckoning, that how are we going to face Allah? Allah in 1 second, if he wants, he can cripple the legs. If he wants, he can paralyze the hands. If he wants, he can blind the eye. If he wants, he can deafen the ear. If he wants, he can dumb the tongue. With one sin that we're committing. Let's take a day, one day, only one day in our life. Let's minus the hands from our body. Cut it off from your shoulder. Who is going to make you eat? Who is going to make you drink? Who is going to make istinja for you? On a cold night, you and I are sleeping now, the blanket falls off. We get up and we pull the blanket over ourselves. That man with no hands, who is going to leave their sleep and cover him? The man is alone at home, the door knocks. Someone is knocking at the door. You and I will get up and open the door. This man with no hands, who's going to open the door? We love our wife. We greet our wife, we embrace our wife. This man with no hands, he loves his wife as well. But the same hand today, so much of abuse, we'll extend it to haram without any fear of Allah. The same hand, we can hold a cricket bat for the entire day and feel nothing about it. But this hand to turn to the Creator, this hand to stand before Allah and stretch it before the Creator, 1 second, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and it drops. And people are cracking their knuckles. And people are scratching their hair. Just to make dua. Just to lift your hand before the Creator of the hands. And make dua and cry before Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ad-du'a silahul mu'min. Dua is the weapon of every believer. Today we might feel helpless. What is going on in other parts of the world? You and I. Allah has equipped each and every one of us with dua. Dua silahul mu'min. Dua is the weapon of every believer. The man can sit on the internet and use these fingers for hours long and feel nothing about it. But the same thing, to stretch before the Creator, has become difficult. Innal hasanati yuzhibna sayyat. Good deeds will annul evil deeds. The same hand today, we have to make tawbah for all the abuse and all the loss of time. 30, 40 years has passed. Let us look at one action. Only the action of dua. How we'll stretch before Allah, extend this hands before the Creator, and cry before Him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of all form of worship. Ad-du'a huwal ibadah. This is the only form of worship. This is the only form of worship. If you talk about your dunya, you'll get sawab. Every other action, in Quran you're reciting, you mix up dunya, it is never accepted. In salah you're performing, you mix up dunya, it's never accepted. In fasting, you're keeping fast, you mix up dunya, it's never accepted. In dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, Allah is giving you sawab. Sulaiman alayhi salam is saying, Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di, innaka antal wahhab. Allah, give me a great kingdom. Allah, give me such an empire no one else own. Allah mentioned the very same ayat in the Quran. Allah mentioned his dua in the Quran. All of us recite it All of us read it. So Allah loves you to make dua. Allah gets angry. Inna Allah yuhibbu an yus'al. Allah loves you must ask from Him. Don't turn to anyone else. And dua is the only form of worship. Allah has attached no conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Make dua to me. I'm definitely going to answer you. In another ayat it says, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Glad tidings to those who believe. But he has not stopped there. عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. He has made one condition, you must practice righteous deeds. But in dua, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Make dua to me. Immediately he says, I'm going to answer you. Yes, there are prerequisites of dua. We're coming to that. But there is no condition. When a man lifts his hands up in dua, there is no barrier between him and Allah. Shaitan says, Shaitan took a qasam, لَأَقُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَكِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaitan, when he was casted out of Jannah, he took an oath, I will attack this Ibn Adam. From all sides, from the right, from the left, from before him, from behind him. Ulama have mentioned, Shaitan did not say from above him. So when a man makes dua, it goes above. He's left the door open. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he commands the ummah. Commands the ummah, ask from your Allah. Even if it's a shoelace, ask from your Allah. A poet mentions very nicely, Inna Allah, Bani Allah, Allah yuhibbu an yus'al. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that he must ask from him. Wa bani Adam hina yus'al yaghdab. Children of Adam, when you ask from them, go ask one person. Ask him one time. Ask him two times. He's annoyed with you. He's angry with you. He'll chase you away. But Allah, you ask for 100 times, one time. Every person is asking. All of them standing on the multazam. One in Afrikaans, one in English, one in Zulu, one in Arabic, one in Urdu, one in a loud voice, one in a soft voice. Allah is saying, I am Sami', I am listening to all of them. All of them, whatever they say at that time, Allah, la yushgiluhu sam'un an sam'in. To listen to the ant does not obstruct Allah from listening to the giraffe. Although the ant is on the bottom of the foot. Sulaiman alayhi salam, there is no water. They say, Sulaiman, make dua. Allah sends rain for us. Sulaiman alayhi salam takes his comb or takes the people and march out of town. As they're going, the voice is coming out, irji'u, irji'u, go back, go back. Dua is answered. He looks down, he sees an ant. The ant is lifting one leg to the sky. Is lifting one leg to the sky. Allahumma inna khalqum min khalqik la ghinan bi rizqik fala tuhlikna bi zunubi ibni adam. Allah, we one of your creation, wallah. Oh Allah, we're not independent of your sustenance and what you give us. We cannot do without it, oh Allah. Allah, don't destroy us because the sins of children of Adam. Allah answered the dua of that ant. When you and me cough, the ant will lift up. And if we flap like that, the ant will fly. That ant, Allah is listening, you and I, with a loud voice. That Ibn Adam, who Allah favored, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We created insan in the best of form. Is Allah not listening to you and I? Definitely Allah is listening. But there is a sifat of dua. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the story. He says, I was standing on the street. I saw a mother, the door open of the house. The child ran out of the house. The mother chased the child. And the child ran to the corner of the street, crying and shouting. The mother slammed the door against the child. The child went to the corner. He pondered for a little while, what am I going to do now? And then he ran back to the house with the stairs. And there's no door open. So he started crying. And he put his head or he put his face on the stair. And he slept away over there. After hours, his mother opens the door. And she sees the child. She catches the child and she cries. Says, what's wrong with you? Why you did this? You know I don't like this. So Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, لَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ مِنْ هَذِي الْأُمِّي إِلَىٰ وَلَدِهَا. Allah is more merciful than this mother for her child. Allah is more merciful to you. Like how the child put their head on the door and cried until the door was open. You and I, when you ask from Allah, we'll continue to ask until Allah opens the door for us. But there are requisites. Before we make dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Zakar rajul, yutilu safar, ashas akbar. A man, long journey, disheveled hair, tattered clothes, all the outward appearance of a man who will lift his hands up and he'll make dua and Allah will say, Ameen. Allah will answer. But the reply is coming, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How can his dua ever be answered? مَتْعَمُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامُ. His clothing is haram. His drinking is haram. His eating is haram. His duas will never be answered. So the first condition before we make dua, that we have to make our risk halal. Before we turn to Allah, we have to make that risk halal. Musa alayhi salam, he looks at the person making dua. He feels very sorry. He says, Ya Allah, why are you not answering his dua? لِمَ لَا تَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ. Why are you not answering his dua? Allah says, O Musa, لَوْ طَلَفَتْ نَفْسُهُ فِي الدُّعَى. If he finishes himself making dua, وَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ إِلَىٰ أَنَانِ السَّمَاءِ. He takes his hands and he put it right to the clouds. And then he makes dua. مَسْتَجَبْتُ لَهُ. I'll never answer for him. If he went to that extent, I'll never answer his dua. So Musa alayhi salam says, Ya Rabbi, لِمَ ذَلِكَ. Why is this? لِأَنَّ فِي بَطْنِهِ haram. Because in his stomach there is haram. His duas are never going to go. So the first step is we take off haram. We spew out the haram. We make tawbah from haram. Then we lift our hands to our creator. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the second thing, a person should not be hasty. Why my duas are not answered? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. They are those people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ شَرَّ اسْتِعْجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ لَقُدِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ. If every time you make dua, and immediately Allah is going to answer, and if you curse your son, you curse your wife, and Allah is going to answer, so Allah is saying it's from the wisdom of Allah. That maybe you'll make the wrong dua, and Allah does not answer it immediately. So, second thing is that isti'jal, not hasty for Allah to answer. مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَدْعُ اللَّهَ بِدَعْوَةٍ مَا فِيهَا إِسْمٌ وَلَا قَطِيَةُ رَحْمٍ. No Muslim lifts his hands up, making dua to Allah. The dua has no sin. The dua has no wrong. The dua is sincere to Allah. إِلَّا أَتَى اللَّهُ بِهَا إِحْدَى سَلَاسٍ. Except that Allah gives him one of these three things. إِمَّا أَن يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَتَهُ. One is Allah answers his duas, take what you want now. وَإِمَّا يَدَّخِرَ لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. The second thing Allah does, maybe it is not good for him now, we'll store it in the year after. And the third thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do to that dua. وَإِمَّا أَن يَصْرِفَ عَنُّ السُّوَ مِثْلَهَا. There was some evil to come to him. There was some calamity to befall him. With the blessings of the dua, Allah will remove that calamity. So no person, his dua is going unanswered. Allah heard the end. Allah heard Khawla bint Sa'labah. Khawla bint Sa'labah came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And she's complaining of her husband and what he's doing. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu says, I took my ear and I put it next to the wall. I wanted to listen to what this woman is saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But I could not hear. I was next door. Allah said, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ. Allah heard. فَوْكَ السَّمَوَاتِ سَبْ. Allah above the heavens. Allah answered the dua of Adam alayhi salam. ثُمَّ اشْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Allah answered his dua. Ayyub alayhi salam. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ. We answered his dua. Yunus alayhi salam. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. We answered his dua. Every Nabi made dua, we answered. There's no time to go, time is running out. So how we make dua? How we stand before Allah and make dua? First thing, haram must be taken out. Second thing, no, not to be hasty. When you make dua, don't feel that Allah is not accepting. Allah is definitely listening. So you lift your hands up. When you lift your hands up, you lift it to the line of your shoulder. And you will hold your hands like this. You'll hold your hands like this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the first thing you say in your dua, تَكُونُ أَوَّلُهُ سَنَاءً وَصَلَاةً النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. First thing, you'll praise Allah. You'll praise Allah, and the second thing you will do, you will send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then after you finish, you'll wipe your face with that hands you are making dua. And the heart should be attentive in the dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, اُدُّ اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Make dua to Allah. While you have firm conviction that Allah is going to answer, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ دُعَانْ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَهِنْ. Allah is not going to accept the dua. While you're sitting here, what's going on at home? Musa alayhi salam is sitting next to a person. This person is making dua. He's making dua. Nabi Musa alayhi salam sings, لَوْ كَانَتْ حَاجَتُهُ فِي يَدِي لَقَضَيْتُهَا. If his needs was in my hand, I would have fulfilled it now. I'm feeling sorry for him. I'm feeling pity for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately rebukes Musa. لَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ بِهِ مِنْكَ يَا مُوسَى. Allah is more merciful to him than you, O Musa. وَإِنَّ فِي قَلْبِهِ غَنَمٌ. In his heart, he has a flock of sheep that he owns at home. In his heart, he's occupied about the sheep, what's going on at home. Therefore, his dua can never be answered. How many duas are made like that? How we make dua like that? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah is listening. Allah is sami. Allah is listening to all of us. Conditions have changed. We have to learn to use the weapon of dua. Marching will continue. Protesting will continue. But this is direct from Allah. Allah is in charge of conditions. Allah changes conditions. Let us ask from the creator of man. Let us ask from the creator of conditions. Learn to make dua. There is no time to go into other things. Time is running out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making dua like this, making sincerely and making tawbah. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.